Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hass of RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
Where you can tweet her at Team Reba.
Ooh, thank you.
There you go. And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Where you can tweet him at Eric is my banker. In fact, I just tagged you on a post.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Well, because we're hashtag Open House with Team Reba on air right now.
Awesome.
You betcha.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure, you betcha. Come on.
There you go. Yeah. Are so good.
Is that one taken? I don't know. Maybe
probably.
We should do that.
Yeah. How about oofda?
Oofda. You know, oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to start putting that.
Actually, what I was posting
is that we were talking about private mortgage insurance, you know, parentheses PMI, and then I put hashtag dead sexy.
Oh,
Hashtag real estate. You know, hey, come on.
Why not? Get it on.
Hey, it's
get
sexy
it on
to me.
There you go.
I love learning this stuff.
Oh,
learning is sexy. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
PMI, dead sexy. I bet you never thought you'd hear that, huh?
No.
Never.
But I'll take it.
And today we are talking with the lovely Sherry Spies from Radian Home Mortgage Insurance.
So hashtag dead
hashtag
sexy.
Hashtag dead sexy mortgage insurance. Yeah. So we've got that down.
Speaking of dead, does PMI kick in if somebody dies?
Don't go there.
No, it's not.
Actually, I've had a lot of deaths recently I've had to deal with clients, so I'm kind of curious.
Mortgage life.
Yeah,
That's the mortgage life insurance for that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the one that you get in the mail.
I'm actually saying, like, when someone passes away, if they don't have that and they stop, because, I mean, I know a lot of attorneys who say to the family members, like, stop paying the mortgage.
Ooh.
They're like, yeah. You're not required to. I mean, if somebody has to, I mean, just PMI kick in if, you know, you have to sell it. I know this is morbid, but I just closed. This is horrible. I just closed a short sale down in Kent a couple months ago. And I kid you not, I mean, it's so sad. 3 weeks after the buyers moved in, the wife passed away after family had come in town to celebrate this new house. And, I mean, literally
that's
3 weeks. And they have another house that they were... I don't know if they were going to sell it or not, but I was just like, oh my gosh. And my assistants and I were talking about, you know, that stuff that shows up in the mail afterward of like, just in case, you know, something happens. It's like, that's going to show up after it's happened.
Right.
You know,
oh boy. Yeah.
And
that's
not
good.
You know, so if they decide to sell this house, they're going to be upside down.
It'll be hard.
You know, it's going to be
hard. Yeah. That's the thing with mortgage insurance that, you know, the last thing that a lender wants or a mortgage insurance company, anybody, we don't want a foreclosure.
No.
That's the last thing we want.
No.
We lose
Nobody wants
so much money on those. And it's not a fun thing. It's not a happy thing. We don't make, you know, we're not making a killing off. We're not like sitting there chomping our cigars, you know, waiting for that to happen.
Oh, no. In fact, it's extremely difficult for lenders because when you have bad debts.
Levels.
Yeah. If you have bad debts on your balances,
balance sheets. It's a drain. It's a drain on everything.
Well, it affects your ability to lend to other people as well when you have those non-performing assets.
It affects us financially. It affects us socially because as a lender, we don't want to, you know, see
socially like you don't get invited places.
Well, no, I've never had that problem. But no.
Well, you don't want to be known as the lender.
Right,
yeah, you
exactly.
don't want to be the bad guy. Because I remember when you worked with we will not name this bank, but I remember when you had one where you lost a lot more hair because people hated you.
Well,
or at least the firm you worked for.
The company because it was at the absolute height
peak,
of the downturn in the recession. And there was it was almost a growth industry of people defaulting and short sales and foreclosures and things like that. And that was not a fun time. In fact, I spent a lot of my time going around making presentations to real estate offices and teaching classes on how to actually navigate and do a short sale and actually training realtors on this is how you do it. And that was awful time because it was just so it was not fun at all. And invariably, I'd be in a room of 50 real estate agents. And there's always a handful of the agents themselves that were going through the very thing.
Oh, sure.
So it was quite personal.
I worked with many of those people helping them sell their homes.
I could tell afterwards.
I got through it fine, but it wasn't good for everybody.
Yeah, I could tell afterwards when I walk outside and, you know, my tires have been knifed. so, you know.
Not so popular.
That sort of thing. You know, I'm glad we're through it. I really, really am. And And you know, Sherry, you know, we're talking about mortgage insurance, and of course the side of that is the alternatives are FHA financing. Let's do a quick comparison.
Sure.
Comparing conventional private mortgage insurance, which you offer, to FHA mortgage insurance.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, basically, with an FHA loan, you have an upfront premium and a monthly, correct?
Right. Both.
With a conventional mortgage, you have that option, but you have four other options as well.
Right.
As we talked a little bit about, you can pay it on a monthly basis, you can split it up, you can build it into your interest rate, you could pay it all cash, you could have your seller pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these different options. But the biggest one right now is on the monthly MI, the business that's over 95, that mortgage insurance is going to go away automatically.
On a conventional mortgage, where on FHA now, as of a year ago, January, you can never remove the monthly mortgage insurance FHA loan unless you pay that loan off.
Right. Meaning you can refinance or sell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a big advantage for the conventional high LTV business.
Yeah.
So how do
let's not use too many acronyms.
Okay,
loan to value.
Sorry.
Or if you do, at least explain what it is.
Got it.
Right.
Just in case. This is why people get intimidated, because we start throwing acronyms around and they're like, I'm going to pretend I know what they mean.
They're like, OMG. Yeah, what are they saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So we can remove the conventional private mortgage insurance from a loan. Mm-hmm. So there is even amongst loan officers, there is a ton of misinformation about the rules behind that, how we can actually remove it from a loan. So can you talk about that a bit?
Sure. I think the first thing to look at is the type of mortgage insurance on the original loan. If you did a single premium loan or a lender-paid single premium loan, that doesn't come off.
Right, where there's nothing added to the monthly payment.
There's nothing added to that monthly payment, okay? Whereas if you do a regular monthly MI, and let's say, for example, you put 10% down and you got a really good deal. You bought a short sale and you've been working it, making it pretty. And now your value has gone up.
Right.
And you're like, wow, I am so below 80% LTV, I need to check with my lender to see if I can drop the MI, which you can.
Right.
So the thing to keep in mind, it's not up to the insurance company. We have no say. We're like any other kind of insurance. Once you stop paying us, there's no coverage. So you would go, or your borrower would go, to whomever he makes his mortgage payment to. And typically they have to do that in writing. And that lender will have certain rules that he wants to look at. The three primary rules are a good payment history, a new appraisal, and no late payments.
Got it. So I will say that I frequently have people contact me. For listeners out there, you might start first. Don't go to Zillow, for cripe's sake. but, you know, I mean, it might be a good ballpark to help you. But those numbers can be wildly off base, up or down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have someone just quickly before you start paying for the cost of an appraisal, because appraisals right now cost anywhere from like $500 to $650 or so, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually your friendly real estate agent will do a quick analysis for you that can help you get an idea of whether or not you're really in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because sometimes some people think their home is worth way more than it really is.
No. Everybody thinks their home is worth more.
No, that's not true. I'm a realist. I can walk in and be like,
I think my home is worth more than what it is.
That is true. But I own several. I have my rental properties and my own property, and I tend to be extremely conservative. And I remember even when you used to have the loan on my house on Finney Ridge, and you were calling because we were. Oh yeah, that's right. Because I was doing a line of credit on my house, and you were like, "Oh yeah, it's worth this much." I went, "No,
no
it's
way.
Not." I'm like, well, "It is not. That's $100,000 above what my house is worth."
Sure,
I can
tell
you that right now.
Okay, so one way to get to remove the mortgage insurance is we do a new appraisal on the property to determine we have sufficient equity. And I know on the lending side, we're not going to let you do that right away. You know, typically we're going to want to wait
a couple years,
at least 2 years, and we want to see that you have at least about 25% equity in the property typically. But there's also a way to remove it by just paying your balance down. So if you start out, you know, we're going to basically say, once your loan reaches 80% of the original purchase price or original appraisal, if it was a refinance, then you can request to have that mortgage insurance removed. Yeah.
All right. Is it 80 or is it 78?
Well,
it's technically 78% loan to value that it has to drop off. The lender can no longer collect any kind of impounds or monthly payments once you get to 78%.
And are they tracking that on an automated valuation model?
They have, they have to.
That's known as AVM in the industry.
Very good.
Well, we're just really looking at the loan balance compared to the original appraisal amount. So we don't even need an AVM or anything like that.
Well,
so,
when we're in a market right now that we're growing 12% a year.
Well,
I mean,
right. But I'm saying there's two ways to get rid of it. One is that we're going to do a new appraisal, or two is the loan balance just drops to 80% of the original.
Because some people do pay ahead too.
Absolutely.
I know I am.
And once in a while you'll get someone that's going to run into some cash and they're going to say, hey, Eric, I've got this money. I want to put it down. You know, if I put that down on my mortgage, would you guys drop the mortgage insurance for me?
Absolutely.
But in that case, they're not recasting the loan though, right?
Some will. Some will.
Really? Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Okay. We're throwing another acronym out there, but recasting means
That's not an acronym. It's just a term.
Well, it's a term. All right. So if you pay your balance down significantly on a mortgage, you can request with your lender to recast the payment, meaning we're going to lower your payment based on the original term of the loan. So you're not shortening the term of your loan, which normally if you keep the same payment, you pay your balance down, you're just going to pay the loan off more quickly. You can also do a recast, keep the same term, and just lower your payment.
So yeah, it's not like fishing where you recast.
That's right.
Because you missed and didn't get anything.
Sorry.
Right, what she said. But so the point is, with removing mortgage insurance, you can pay the balance down to 80%. Mm-hmm. You can pay it down to 78%, and it will automatically come off. Why wait the 2%? You know, when you hit 80%, call your lender or send a note to your lender.
Yeah.
And let's get it removed. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought about that, Sherry, from the mortgage insurance side. You're like, all right, that's fine. You know, we're just not going to pay your insurance is no longer in force. So no sweat off your brow.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. And, now let's talk about also, actually, when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you. One is some cool coverage you've got that's available as sort of a supplement to this. So stay tuned for more on Open House with Team Reward here with Sherry Spies from Radian Mortgage Insurance.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.